The next item on the morning agenda. The demand, the crisis, the solution in education for the blind. Education is of utmost importance, and for blind people, it's hard to get. We have the director of the Professional Development Research Institute on Blindness at Louisiana Tech University. To present this item, here is Dr. Eddie Bell.
Good morning. The renowned geologist and paleontologist, Stephen Jay Gould, was described with a quote that I found particularly profound. He said, "I am somehow less interested in the weight and convolutions of Einstein's brain than in the near certainty that people of equal talent have lived and died in cotton fields and sweatshops." To me, the profundity in this quote is both the depths of its accuracy as well as the generations for which it has transpired. Profound, not only because it's sad, but because its magnitude and scope that's beyond our comprehension. And profound, because its validity is equally true for centuries of blind men and women who have voiced it away in sheltered workshops, in institutions, and in rocking chairs all across the world. Is this merely the truth of what we can expect for blind people? If dependency is not preordained, then to what can we attribute the 90% illiteracy rate and 75% unemployment? The problem is multifaceted in nature, but there are at least two aspects that are within our control. One has to do with the preparation of teachers who are hired to teach the skills of blindness, and the second is a lack of national standards or benchmarks that can be used to hold teachers accountable for their skill deficiency. One of the factors that has contributed to the 10% literacy rate of blind individuals comes from the inconsistency in the preparation of teachers who teach Braille. This problem is systemic in nature because some universities provide rigorous training in the Braille code, while others do not. Some state agencies have stringent certification and licensure standards for teachers of the blind and visually impaired, while others have virtually no standards. Some state agencies and school districts demand that teachers be high quality, while many others do not. Some individual teachers are passionate and insist that their own skills be exceptional, yet others lack the same passion. The National Literary Braille Competency Test was created by the NLS and others over the last 20 years to address this lack of consistency. Through a partnership with the National Blindness Professional Certification Board, the NFB, and the Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness at Louisiana Tech University, the national certification in literary Braille has now come to pass. The NCLB is a national certification process based on the NLS Braille exam that is intended to test the applicant's proficiency in the Braille code. This certification process serves to identify teachers who are proficient in literary Braille versus those who are not. Those who are proficient will become credentialed with the NCLB and will be highly sought after by employers. Those who fail the test will not be demeaned, but rather they will be assisted in raising their skill level to the extent possible. But when all is said and done, teachers who cannot demonstrate professional grasp of the Braille code will not be credentialed and will increasingly find it difficult to find employment teaching the blind. Already more than 150 individuals have taken the exam, and slightly more than half of them are now credentialed with the NCLB certification. This has not only added to their own value as employees, but it has strengthened the entire field as well. We intend to continue pushing the NCLB certification as the national standard for all teachers who work with the blind in any capacity of literacy. We know that only 10% of blind children and blind youth read Braille, but we also know that those who receive appropriate instruction in Braille are just as literate as their sighted peers. Similarly, we know that youth with significant visual impairments who are not provided consistent instruction in Braille fall far behind in literacy skills as compared with not only their sighted peers, but their blind peers as well. It is our obligation to hold teachers accountable to these facts and to raise the standards for professional preparation nationwide. The NCLB certification will go a long way towards addressing the 90% literacy rate of blind individuals, but that is not enough. We need you. We need to identify, train, and hire the next generation of teachers who have the passion, the dedication, the proficiency, and the mission to teach the next generation of blind youth and adults. The problem is not lack of opportunity. Each month, I receive phone calls from employers across the country who are desperate to hire cane travel and Braille teachers. I'm sad when I have to tell them that I do not have any graduates to offer them. It is not because we are maxed out. It is not because there is no space at the university. Our classes are typically at one half or even one quarter of their capacity. Each month we send out a lot of brochures, electronic flyers, notices on listservs. We do a lot of networking at national conferences as well as word of mouth. Yet, despite these efforts, the number of individuals seeking to enter into our program remains dismally low. Why is this so? Is it the fear of graduate school? The fear of standardized tests, lackluster transcripts, or the year and a half commitment that it takes? Or is it deeper than that? Does it partially stem from a deep-seated belief that working with the blind is charity work, unrewarding, and only a last resort in case other plans don't work out? I don't know the answer here. I don't know why we continue to struggle to attract people into our programs while general education programs remain over capacity. We offer tuition assistance while many others do not. We can provide more one-to-one instruction while in many other programs you're just a number. We hold high standards for students, but we also offer many levels of support. No, I don't know why we continue to struggle to attract people to work in this field, but what I do know is that as the demand continues to grow, the supply continues to dwindle. Fortunately, there are opportunities for everyone to contribute to this effort. At Louisiana Tech University, we offer graduate degrees in O&M and teaching blind students, but we do much more. We are committed to reversing the statistics for adults and youth who are blind. In addition to the staff of the Institute on Blindness, we have with us here this week the students from the Louisiana Tech programs, as well as more than a decade's worth of alumni from Louisiana Tech University. We are here because change is here, and because we want to be a part of that effort. For more than a decade, we have offered a graduate degree in structured discovery cane travel. Those individuals have gone on to earn National Orientation and Mobility Certification, NOMC, and are now working in agencies and schools from coast to coast. This program remains strong and vibrant, and all that is missing is you. Of course, not everyone can go to graduate school, and we know that it doesn't take a graduate degree to teach cane travel. So the certification board has now formalized the apprenticeship program, and it is possible to get the training and certification necessary to find meaningful employment in many agencies. The Teachers of Blind Students program has now been in existence at Louisiana Tech University for more than 6 years. But we have taught Braille to individuals for much longer than that. The TBS program is a graduate degree complete with student teaching and certification requirements. In addition, Dr. Riles remains passionate about Braille and has built her program so that family members, friends, and paraprofessionals can gain the same level of competency and training in the literary Braille code. Here again, all that is missing is you. Because of the inconsistent training across the nation, there exists an entire generation of well-meaning teachers who are passionate about Braille, but whose Braille skills are underdeveloped or have eroded over time. We are therefore launching a Braille training program that will be targeted at refreshing the skills of those who had learned previously. The goal of this program is to help teachers to raise their skill level sufficiently to be successful at the NCLB certification, and once certified, to maintain that certification throughout their careers. Yet another area of great need is on the level of leadership. Irrespective of the qualifications of staff, we are all limited by the creativity, commitment, and knowledge of our supervisors. For better or for worse, this is one area where academic training will make the difference in the field. Many of the brightest and most talented individuals in Work with the Blind do not possess college degrees. And many of the most clueless and ineffectual people I know do possess college degrees. Inexorably, it is those with the advanced academic degrees who secure the management and leadership jobs. We, that is, those of us who truly understand blindness, need to be in those positions of leadership. And yet, without the academic degrees, we will continue to be at the mercy of the less informed but better credentialed masses. In the most eloquent words of Mahatma Gandhi, we need to be the change we wish to see in the world. No one else will do it for us. As you sit and listen to these speeches today, I know that you are troubled by this problem and that you are passionate about helping to reverse these trends. Yet, what will we all do next week to address this crisis? We need you, not just the person sitting next to you, but you yourself. We can no longer sit aside and assume that others will do the work. We cannot afford to shake our heads at the grim statistics while we sit back passively. We cannot proclaim that this is essential work that must be done now, but wait for others to do it. We cannot pretend that because we know the truth about blindness, this belief will result in real change. Because we have the knowledge that the statistics remain unchanged, and that the demand continues to grow while our classes remain half full. I'm not asking you to quit your jobs tomorrow, unless you're unhappy with it, or unless my words have moved you to some divine purpose. But how many of you are not working? How many of you would find this work incredibly meaningful to give the gift of independence to the blind? How many family members, friends, and neighbors do you have who would find this work life-changing if only they knew of the difference they can make in the lives of others? The opportunities abound. The need is ever present, and all that is missing is you. So what will you do to help? What responsibility do you have as an individual to help rectify this problem? What collective responsibility do we all share in reversing these dismal statistics? Because I, for one, am far less interested in the weight and convolutions of Einstein's brain than in the near certainty that people of equal talent have lived and died in cotton fields and sweatshops. And I am equally certain of the truth in this statement for past generations. What will we do collectively to ensure that this fate is no longer true for future generations? Come and join us proactively to make sure to make that difference in the lives of blind people today and for the future. Thank you. Thank you.